We're now joined by head coach Melissa Hill of the Mercer Lady Cardinals. I was going through KTTNSports.com. We put last week's interview up. I was running a little bit behind on that, I was telling Coach. So last week we were talking about the season opener against Winston. And when I got the score, I was we don't necessarily root for one side or the other, as they say in the world of radio. But I was pleased for your team, Coach. That's a good way to start the season with a 7-5 win.
It was a great way to start the season. So we were really excited. It was nice to see the girls, come. And I can't really, in all honesty, say that they showed up, offensively ready to play. But once they did show up offensively, it was a great game. So it was nice to come away with a win.
And here's what I take out of just seeing a final score, not necessarily being at the game and seeing the way that it happened. But when you're concerned about depth, and making the plays, getting off the field, avoiding ugly innings, if you hold them to five, it sounds like for the most part you're able to do that pretty effectively.
Defensively we were solid, we were pretty strong, so I was not the least bit disappointed in us defensively. We were able to keep our errors down to a super minimum. So we had one inning where things just got a little stressful. We had a few walks that maybe we were hoping to not have, but defensively I can say we probably had one legit error. So it was a nice game defensively. It just took too many innings for our bats to get going.
Did you feel like going into the game, were you pretty evenly matched with Winston, where you felt like it might be a close game?
When we went in, I mean, no one really anticipates or wants to, like, say, okay, we've got this or this and that. But, I mean, when we looked at pitchers and, we kind of felt like we were evenly matched up in regard to pitching, and so we knew it was going to come down to defense and who was going to show up and hit the ball.
Yeah, and 7-5 win, just a little play here and there. Did you fall behind or did you get an early lead? What was the happening for the game?
We definitely fell behind. So we did not see a run on the board until the fourth inning. So we were down at 1.5-1, which I will have to say I'm beyond super excited and proud of the girls, because we've spent a lot of time having discussions and practicing about, it's not over until it's over. And for the first time in a while, we saw a team who didn't give up, and so they battled through and stuck with it and finally got the bats going. And then in the fifth, they put in three runs, and in the sixth, they put up another three, so that helped.
Yeah, there's two sides to the story, too, because you kind of figure at some point, we're going to get some runs going, but we got to keep Winston off the board. Did Aubrey really improve her game as far as throwing the ball late?
Aubrey did a great job. So she stayed consistent. She had some nice pitches. She kept her head in the game. So she walked away with 12 strikeouts that game. So, and she had five walks. So she pitched well, and that definitely is a game changer for us. So if Aubrey's not on, then we're not on. So she had a great game.
Well, and you had momentum coming out of that game, too. That had to be, first of all, it had to be a great bus ride back to Mercer, but also a little bit disappointing that you couldn't take that momentum into the rest of the week because of the rain.
Exactly. We were really hoping to take that away and, go and take on East Harrison and hopefully, continue the momentum as we were going to head into, at that point, the East Harrison tournament. So hopefully we can take some of that momentum in tonight when we see Princeton.
Well, I'll give you some good news here, Coach. Have you seen the forecast for the next 7 days?
I would be lying if I said I have not been looking to make sure that I'm going to see my girls on some dirt this week, so I'm excited.
Yeah, I read the forecast Monday morning, and it was a lot of sunny with a high of 75.
Yes.
All the way through next weekend.
Perfect softball weather.
You got that right. So the game Thursday at East Harrison was postponed, and that's going to be made up this week?
Yes, that has been rescheduled for this Thursday.
How about the tournament? Any rescheduled dates for that?
And they have rescheduled the East Harrison tournament at this point right now for the 29th.
Okay, so that'd be 3 weeks down the road.
Yes.
So, big game tonight. You got the Princeton Tigers coming in, and I got to see Princeton firsthand against Trenton and the Crone girl against Trenton. I mean, we know what Trenton is. She threw the ball really well, so if you see her tonight, I would imagine that she'll be a tough one to kind of crack, because she had a ball that was really moving in on the hands of the Trenton batters.
Lauren is a strong freshman. She is a strong freshman. She's a worker, so she does a great job. She's got a nice pocket full of pitches that she can throw at any moment if she chooses to, and if they are on, they are on. So, and luckily, we've had those conversations, and the girls know, this is kind of where we're at and what we need to do offensively and where we're going to attempt to put the ball, and how to put it in play, and hopefully we show up to make their defense work.
So obviously there's a lot of knowledge, and the girls know each other pretty well off the field.
Yes.
They're friends with each other, and then they want to beat each other on the field in this matchup. Does that help your side, Coach, that they know Princeton so well?
You know, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I know Lauren very well. She plays with my daughter. They play on the same traveling team. So her pocket full of pitches are in my, you know, luckily for me, you know, I know her pitches, and I know when she throws them and how she throws them, and hopefully we can use that to our advantage. So and get in their heads quick.
So the conference tournament is? I'm looking for my calendar here. It has to be Saturday
that
the 15th, right?
That's this Saturday the 15th, yes.
Do you know who you're playing up at Eagleville?
We have the 9 a.m. game, and our first game is versus Gilman City.
Outstanding. What sort of seed is that? Is that like a 4 and a 5?
We got seeded 6th, and they got seeded 3rd, so I was a little surprised with the seeding, but, you know, when I look at the bracket and how it plays out, I'll take it, so... hopefully that moves us through the bracket a little bit quicker.
And I will say this, too, without having the bracket in front of me, I'll effort to find that here later today. We know what North Harrison is. Other than North Harrison, who's going to be a tough team to beat on their home field, and anywhere for that matter.
Correct.
To me, it kind of feels like it's wide open to see who's going to get into that championship game.
That's exactly, yes. That's why, you know, in terms of seeding, I try not to get too surprised at the numbers, because when I look at the remainder of the teams, just from what I have heard and what I know, offensively and defensively, they're pretty competitively matched, so it's going to be interesting to see who progresses through the bracket.
Yeah, and you can look at it and say, I'm not going to get too wound up about the seeding, but in the same sense, too, if you feel like you're underseeded and you can use that as motivation, then by all means.
Correct, yeah, we're going to use that to our advantage.
Yeah, tell the girls and say, yeah, that's maybe a little bit low than what we thought. That'll be interesting. 9 o'clock Saturday morning, the game at, are you going to Ridgeway or Canesville? Which one on Thursday, Coach?
On Thursday, we are going to Canesville.
Canesville. So that will be against East Harrison. And the game against Princeton tonight, does that start at 5?
That starts at 5:30. So the junior high game starts at 4. So they have junior high at 4, and we start at 5:30.
Good luck against the Tigers tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thank you.